Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
A friend and I found ourselves in an intriguing conversation recently, speculating about the answer to a simple yet enormously complex question. How many people have we met in our lifetimes? He and I are the same age, in other words, old, and our friendship reaches all the way back to our college days in the 1960s. He's a retired businessman, I'm a retired journalist, so it's safe to say that each of us has met thousands of people. But how many, exactly? Of course, there's no way to know, but is it possible to speculate? Can we come up with a number that at least approximates? First, one would have to establish ground rules. What exactly counts as meeting someone? There's one number if we're only counting people we've met in person, one-on-one. There's another much larger number if we extend the count to everyone we've ever encountered or simply been near, even if only in a crowded stadium, for example. Do they count? So many variables come into play. If you live on a farm in rural Wyoming, only venturing to town occasionally, you might go a couple weeks without encountering someone you've never met or been near. If you live in the Bronx in New York City and take the train into that sea of humanity in Manhattan to work every day, you might be around thousands of persons you are encountering for the first time. What about personality? If you are the gregarious, outgoing type who enjoys going out for dinner or a show, if you love a good party, if you like strolling the halls of a shopping mall, and if you like doing these things in a densely populated area, the number of people you are seeing for the first time is a big one. If you are a person who prefers to live alone and rarely venture out, or if you like dogs better than you like people, the number is considerably smaller. Whatever that elusive number is, it is also impacted by an individual's social networking habits. It's likely that the person who's on Facebook every day and has hundreds of Facebook friends across a vast social network also has a lot of friends away from the computer. The obvious downside of counting so many friends on the internet is the risk that some of them are bad actors who don't want friendship as much as money. It's a challenging line to walk and sometimes dangerous. Yet another intriguing question remains. Of all the many thousands of people we either meet in person or pass by on the street over the course of a lifetime, how many of them randomly show up in our day-to-day life a second time, and neither they nor we are aware of it? There's no way to know, of course, how many people enter our lives over the decades and then simply go away, which is the case with most chance encounters with strangers. One study I saw said we meet 10,000 people over the course of a lifetime. A second study said it's more like 80,000 people. I would bet the actual number is closer to 80,000 than 10, but because it cannot be calculated, it's only a fun exercise and nothing more. Still, I would love to know.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.